The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
It looked as though Jerry Coons was heading to Victory Lane on Thursday night, but Lady Luck shined away.
Jerry Coons, Jr. has got a problem. He retires to the infield in the Windy Street USA machine, handing the lead to Michael Pickens. So we've got a new race leader, Michael Pickens. What's happened to Jerry Coons, Jr.? He's standing alongside his car in the infield. Hands at the side. He can't believe his luck for the International Midget World Series.
And the bad breaks continued for Brad Coon.
I can see that muffler shaking around. If the mufflers come adrift, he'll be way over noise. It's going to be Michael Pickens wins the 40. Round 3 of the International Series.
And it was a lucky win for Michael Pickens.
We actually had a cracked side bell in the rear end, so we're actually reasonably lucky to finish. We don't know why it cracked. It's just one of those stress things. We had a little bit of luck finish, but we made it in the end.
Who will Lady Luck shine upon tonight? It's round 4 of the International Midget World Series, the 50 lapper, next on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, hi once again, race fans. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the finale for the 2009 International Midget World Series. It's the prestigious 50-lapper for the midgets, as we'll be getting out to the track in just a moment or two to join Jamie McCarthy. We want to thank Jamie and all the great folks at Western Springs Speedway for making this webcast in 2009 possible for our worldwide listening audience. Well, Sleepy Trip has won this event 9 times, and speaking of 9, that's how many years Dave Darlin has been going down to New Zealand, yet Dave has not come away with the win in the 50-lapper. We talked with Dave the other day about what it would mean to him to win this very prestigious event.
To win the 50-lapper, that's what the main attraction is, so it would be very important for me, especially for the team. You know, the team's worked hard for me there, so just winning it for the team would be important.
And while Dave would like to pick up a win in this 50-lapper, it also has a very special meaning to the Kiwis, and we talked with several of the drivers to find out their thoughts on what it would mean to them to add their name to the prestigious winners list of this event.
Best of the best are down here from America, and that's what we gauge ourselves off. And if we can beat those guys when they come down, that is the ultimate.
For us down here, you know, we're only hobby racers, and to get the opportunity to race against guys, you know, all of these guys that are down here that are professionals. We got 2 Triple Crown USAC champs down here. Every one of the guys that we're racing against are either, you know, midget champs, sprint car champs. You know, if you can pick off a race against those guys, for us is a huge achievement, you know. And 50 laps is the longest race that we have down here. So it's something that's a little bit different to what we're used to. We're only usually 25-30 laps. So for a local guy to win against, you know, the best in the world and in a longer duration race than what we're used to is actually a pretty big deal for us.
Drama and controversy have been the subject of the last 3 International Midget World Series feature events. What will happen in round number 4? We're about to find out. And can Sean Inslee hold on to his points lead? Here's Jamie McCarthy with a call of the prestigious 50-lap International Midget World Series finale from the Western Springs Speedway in Auckland, New Zealand.
All right, Western Springs, we're building up to the big one, the 50-lap Midget World Championship, the finale for the 2009 International Midget World Series. And again tonight, we're going to go and do the broadcast with the DirtTrackChannel.com. And a reminder to their listeners and watchers that their first sprint car broadcast up in the US will be on the 21st of February. And there will be some midget broadcasts throughout the season as well. Thank you to Sean Wood and the team. But here at Western Springs, we've got this field lining up. They're just getting pushed underway behind this wonderful little number 27 midget driven by Gordon Brown, who's 94 years of age and last drove here at Western Springs in this race car back in 1948. So that's the pace vehicle tonight. Michael Pickens, the defending 50-lap midget world champion, looking for the three-peat. He's won the last 2 years, and he's also looking at an opportunity to maybe, just possibly, win the international crown as well, because it's certainly not over. Sean Inslee leads on 78, Brad Mosen second on 59, equal third Michael Pickens and Dave Darlin on 54. Dave Darlin, though, starting from the back of this field. So we'll go through this field for you as the field lines up. 54, Michael Pickens will start from position 1. 13, Brad Mosen from 2. 88, USA, Davey Ray from 3. They got the Synergy USA machine back up and running. 3, USA, Jerry Coons Jr. from 4. Corey Cruzman from 5. Shane Alec from 6. Lance Beal from 7. Wayne Green with a great qualifying effort to start out of position number 8 in the 10 machine. Go back to the 9. Grid 9 for the 96 of Chris McCutcheon. From 10, 25, Scott Buckley. From grid 11, 81, Michael Kendall. Grid 12, 27, Mark Udney from from 13, Sean Inslee, the points leader. He's got a 19-point lead over the second place, Brad Mosen. But Mosen starting off two with a heap of cars between himself and Inslee. 33, Graham Standring from 14. From 15, it's 4, Dave Jickrid. 16, 21C, Philippa Melrose out of Christchurch. From 17, 21, Carl Warboys. Grid 18 for the 43 USA of Brad Kuhn. He's had a tough night, the defending International Midget World Series champ. And after his disqualification here on Thursday night, he sits 7th in the points on 45. From 19, 9, Angus McLeod. Grid 20 for the 19 of Mark Mullins. From 21, 8, Steve Shanley. From 22, 95, Tony Fabish. From 23, 2NZ, Bill Clarkson. And from the final position after problems in qualifying, he jumped into Shane Alex's car. But they didn't allow that. But Dave Darland will start out of position 24 in the 12 USA ADL Fontana. They broke a rocker earlier on in the night. Dave's broken himself. He's cracked a couple of ribs after a skiing incident here last week. So the legendary USAC star is a bit beaten up as he prepares to win the 50. And he's never won the 50-lap Midget World Championship before. He's won the World Derby 30-lapper many, many times. But he's never won the 50. And he's doing it tough tonight with cracked ribs and having to start from position 24. For 24 starters, 50 lap drama and controversy. Andrew Stewart is the first reserve in the Alfoil's number 16 machine. So if someone falls out, doesn't make the start, or if we have a lap one restart and there's someone not able to take the field, Stewart will fall into that position. Darlin just getting some seat time in the 12 machine. He'll line up on the back of the grid. So we're not too far away from a start. Western Springs, a massive crowd in tonight. We've seen some great racing already from the TQs and the sprint cars. The A-dash to set the grid for the top 10 was one of the best races of the summer, with Davey Ray, Michael Pickens and Brad Mosen just going toe-to-toe. So come on, Western Springs, make some noise. We're about to go green for the 50 for 2009. Past winners, the legendary Sleepy Trip, nine-time winner of the 50. Okay, here comes the four-wide salute now, folks. They are going to line it up now behind the vintage number 27 midget. Put your hands together. Get up on your feet, Western Springs. They're making some noise out in the terrace. There's a big crowd, and then lots of them wearing black. We've tried to black out Western Springs tonight, but in all honesty, it was so hot here in Auckland this afternoon. I think you would have been pretty brave to be sitting up there in a black shirt, melting under the hot sun, but there's a fair amount of them up there now showing their support for the Kiwis. New Zealand versus USA. The Kiwis beat the Americans in the Pro Freight International Test Series 4-0, and the overall points count was 127-89. Michael Pickens, the top individual scorer, and he will take the Herman Tross Memorial Shield. Come on, Western Springs, one more time. Get up on your feet. We've got Kiwi flags. We've got American flags. You can feel the anticipation. One more lap and we should be getting them formed up two by two. There's the call down on the main straight, on the pit straight. The pace vehicles will be pulling off shortly to the infield. Michael Pickens off the pole. Brad Mosen from two. Davey Ray from three. Jerry Coons Jr. from four. He's had such horrific luck through the international campaign. Third on the opening night after leading and spinning back to third. That gave the win to Brad Mosen. Night two, it was taken out in an incident with Pickens and Davey Ray. 30-lap World Derby on that night, of course, was won by Dave Darlin for the third consecutive year. Here on Thursday night, more controversy with the exclusion of Brad Kuhn out of the third position. Michael Pickens back on the podium with a victory there for the 40-lap King of the Springs feature. As the pace vehicles go to the infield, lights are out, we're going green. 50 laps around Western Springs Speedway with some of the best open wheel midget races on the planet. They're cheering and clapping as they make the run down to the green. Mosen with the early advantage. See if he can sit on the outside line. Pickens got sideways down through one. Jerry Coons Jr. is going to drive around the top of the Kiwi. Mosen leaves. Just got a little hole into three. Oh, Pickens back up underneath Coons. A little bit of grass involved, but Coons holds on to second, and Shane Alec goes low side on Pickens, makes the pass to third. So it's Mosen, Jerry Coons Jr., Shane Alec, Michael Pickens, Davey Ray back to fifth. Corey Krugman struggling with a very, very tight race car at the moment. He's lost a couple to Wayne Green and 25 Scott Buckley as we get through the first two laps. On the green, Angus McLeod spinning backwards, and upside down goes the open wheel experience Fontana. One of the cars went sliding through the grass. I can tell you that Dave Darlin has not made the start. Philippa Melrose has got a flat left front tyre. So it looks like there was a fair bit going on towards the back of this field. McLeod will get a restart. Well, no, he won't. He got upside down. We'll have to wait and see. It was just a tip over at the end onto the infield off the main straight. So Brad Mosen is your race leader. Jerry Coons Jr., Shane Alec, Pickens, Ray, get this restart order sorted out. We've just completed two laps. So Michael Pickens was very, very lucky not to get completely sideways on the original start down into one. Jerry Coons Jr. drove back around them. Pickens tried to go low side through four, but Coons just drove back around them. Shane Alec picked up the pass to the inside of Pickens down into turn one on the second lap. So it's Mosen, Coons Jr., Shane Alec, Michael Pickens, Davey Ray, Wayne Green, Corey Kruseman, Scott Buckley. They're just sorting the restart order out for them. Corey Kruseman should be behind Davey Ray in the sixth restart position. So there's a board going to go out here for Kruseman. Most of the local teams running the race receiver radios, but some of the visiting Americans haven't got that use. So Kruseman just getting the call now. He should be behind 88. But we've just gone past 10 o'clock. We've got half an hour to run till curfew. Sort out some positions here. There's a board going out. It's the midfield group, McCutcheon, Udney and Standring for about the 10th, 11th, 12th positions that they're looking at. So Brad Mosen is your race leader. Sits second in the points to Sean Inslee. The difference is 19. Now it's 37 points for a win, 31 for second, 26 for third, 22 for fourth, 19 for fifth, 17 for sixth, and then 1 point increments down to the final position. Same scoring system as the National Midget Car Series and the Track Championship for the other classes here at Western Springs Speedway over the summer. For the American fans up there listening on the Dirt Track Channel, Ricky Logan taking out the Sprint Car feature. The second feature win of the season. He won the North Island Champs. Doesn't count as a round of the Track Championship, though. All right, looks like we've got it sorted. The restart order on lap number two. Mosen, Coons Jr., Shane Alec, Michael Pickens, Davey Ray, Wayne Green, Scott Buckley, Corey Kruseman, Lance Beale, Chris McCutcheon, and that should be to about the 10th position. 11th is Graham Standring, 12th is Mark Udney, 13th Michael Kendall, 14th Sean Inslee. Now that's the car to watch. The points leader scored as 14th at the moment. As this field gets around to the green, back to the restart. Mosen leads them down to the line, charging down into turn number one. He goes high. Jerry Coons Jr. is trying to get the middle to work early. There's three wide in behind them. Wayne Green, Scott Buckley and Corey Kruseman. Kruseman hiking up the left front. He's got the Spike Esslinger Lucas Oil product. The Lucas Oil product machine set up very, very tightly early. And look for the experience of the Americans to come to the fore later on in the race. We saw here on Thursday night that Pickens got much better on the longer runs. As this field thunders around Western Springs Speedway, it's still Mosen up against the cushion through one and two. Track widening up after the sprint car feature. They're right in the middle of the racetrack through three and four. Coons, Alec, Pickens, Davey Ray, they're all chasing Brad Mosen as Ray slams down the inside of Michael Pickens for the fourth position. Beautiful pass, we got cars upside down. Brad Coons, one of them, and Sean Inslee, our points leader, upside down. Well, this is going to have a massive effect in the points. Sean Inslee looked to have been carrying a lot of damage after that crash, but certainly I think the other vehicle was the 43 USA machine of Brad Coons. So the Quinn Buildings 43 USA machine. Here's the off-oils action replay. Let's see what happened and what triggered it off. Just about the 10th position. Looking back down the track on the big screen for the replay, big group of cars. Oh, there's that. That's Brad Coons. Did he run up the back of someone? Sean Inslee. Sean Inslee actually got the higher of the two, and they were both bouncing end for end, wheel for wheel, just about in unison. So Sean Inslee, that's a sad end to the points leader. This is going to be a big turnaround in the points. The current national champ's been in such good form over the last 6 weeks. He's out of the race car. Brad Coons is out of the 43 USA machine, and it's left some divots, some decent-sized holes down the main straight just past the flag point. Another look at the replay. This is the end of it. There's Inslee. Inslee probably took the tougher tumble. Wheel to wheel. The two midget stars upside down at Western Springs. So we've lost the points leader. Brad Mosen with the ascendancy now. And between first, second and third, with Inslee gone, there's just 5 points between Mosen, Pickens and Dave Dahlin. But Dahlin's on the infield. He did not make the start in the ADL Fontana. So not a good tour for the American, other than the 30-lap midget World Derby victory. So the yellow lights are out. We had completed five laps. 96, Chris McCutcheon. Oh, Wayne Green's off as well. After a great qualifying effort, the Robbo's demo number 10, he qualified so well. McCutcheon's going to get a restart down there in the 96 machine. Something's broken on the 10 machine, and I think he's been given the mechanical flag for safety reasons. McCutcheon's restarting, so just a delay here at the moment. Oh, drama and controversy. We've talked about it all summer with the National Midget Car Series that all of the tracks have gone away to. We've seen some amazing racing here at Western Springs Speedway, of course. One of the toughest midget racetracks in the world week to week. And don't the Americans know it? They haven't had a successful tour. They got absolutely slaughtered in the Pro Freight International Test Series. Lights went out momentarily, but Chris McCutcheon's trying to get a restart. The scrutineers are just checking over the car down there underneath the super screen. So the restart order after five, Brad Mosen, Jerry Coons Jr., Shane Alec, Michael Pickens, Davey Ray. And that wonderful pass by Davey Ray negated by that yellow. Let me go back to the 25 of Scott Buckley. Buckley having started from position 10, so he's up into the 6th position, the SCAR Pacific 25 Cisco Mopar Aggressor. Lance Spearland behind him. Lights are out. We're going back to green. Graham Standring, Michael Kendall complete the top 10. Few cars on the infield. Drama's aplenty at Western Springs. Moody's restart, lap 6 for the 50-lap Midget World Championship. Brad Mosen, again, working the cushion off the restart. Jerry Coons Jr. dives to the bottom through 3. Mosen's line through the top, though, a little bit better. He gets the exit run, holds under the race lead again as Davey Ray makes the identical pass on Michael Pickens for that 4th position before that restart. So Americans, 2nd and 4th. Kiwis, 1st and 3rd and 5th. Scott Buckley, 6th. Mansfield, 7th. I think Corey Kruseman may have retired to the infield as well and just missed him in the scoring. So Corey Kruseman's New Zealand campaign ends on the infield, and another horror tour for the cruiser. He's only finished 2 feature events and 4 tours of New Zealand. 2-time Chili Bowl winner, of course, former Australian midget champ, and we've got a car up the fence, Standring. Down through 1 and 2, up against the fence, facing backwards down the track, the Wendy's 33 machine, Graham Standring. We've completed, I think, 8. So we're doing it in short bursts at the moment. Mosen, Coons Jr., Alec, Davey Ray, Michael Pickens, Scott Buckley to 6th, Lance Beale 7th, Michael Kendall 8th, Mark Udney 9th, Carl Warboys 10th. That's a good game for Warboys. He started out of position 17. So early on, it's a race of attrition. Standring out of the race car, the Wendy's 33. Don't think we've got a replay of it. Certainly his race is over. So we lose another one. So just looking at the infield already, we've got Dave Darlin, Wayne Green, Philippa Melrose, Andrew Stewart, who didn't start, he was the reserve, Corey Kruseman, Brad Coon, Sean Inslee, the 9 of Angus McLeod, and they'll be joined by the 33, Wendy's Linda Cheslinger of Graham Standring. 16 cars left on the racetrack. We've completed 8 laps. Just going back to a couple of seasons ago with Jimmy Quinn, I think, winning the one of the 40 lappers for the International Series. And I think 4 cars finished on a pretty slick racetrack that left a whole lot of right rears deflated. And those that finished, they were completely balled and showing down to the cords. Definitely not like that tonight here at Western Springs. A wonderful race surface that's opened up at both ends. No one's really showed their hand. It's too early in the piece here at the moment. All right, the lights should go out for the restart here. They're in Indian file. Lights are out. We're back to the restart. Lap 9 restart. Approaching the 5th way mark of the race. We've done it in 2, 5 and 2 lap bursts at the moment for the 50. Brad Mosen charges down into turn number 1. He's working that line higher into 3, just moving the racetrack up. So's Davey Ray back there in the 4th position. So lap 9 scored. We get through that one clean. Lance Spiel start to make some forward progress, working there with Scott Buckley for the 6th position. Mosen, Coons Jr., Shane Alec, Davey Ray, Michael Pickens, Scott Buckley, Lance Spiel, that's your 7. Battle for 8 between Michael Kendall and Mark Udney with a good showing here in the Logitech number 27 East Pink Ford Aggressor. And it's an Aggressor out front with Brad Mosen, the Spike Chassis 2nd with Jerry Coons Jr., another Aggressor 3rd with Shane Alec. Looking for the longest green flag run here at the moment. Lap number 12. This field's starting to spread out about 2/3 of the way around Western Springs. Oh, Mosen charged into 3. He had the front wheels in the air into the turn. He's trying to move the line up, get it to work a little bit better for him later. Jerry Coons Jr. staying with him, about 3 car lengths. Similar gap back to Shane Alec. Davey Ray in 4th. Michael Pickens in 5th. And at the moment, Brad Mosen would tie up the International World Series, but we're only at lap number 14. Long way to go here at Western Springs Speedway for Mosen, Jerry Coons Jr. and Shane Alec. Davey Ray 4th, Michael Pickens 5th. Pickens starting to hike the wheels. He's starting to make some forward progress, but he's got about probably 3 to 4 seconds to make up on the race leaders. Scott Buckley in behind him in the ISCAR Pacific 25. Then go back to 87, Lance Field. 81, Michael Kendall. 27, Mark Udney. 20. and Mosin charging high into three. Diamond's off the bottom of four. Coons Jr.'s right with him, forcing the issue. Looks low, down into one. Mosin on the top. Jerry Coons Jr. with lap traffic coming. Brad Mosin holds onto the lead, working the cushion. Racetrack moving up. The top looks to be the better part of the racetrack at the moment. As Mosin goes around, lap traffic, the first car to go down a lap, the Triumph Motorcycles, number 19 of Mark Mullins. Coons follows them through. The leader's working high, lap traffic working low. Davey Ray starting to make some inroads now on Shane Alec. We've completed 19 laps, approaching the halfway point. As they're starting to really build this cushion. Mosin with the slide job on Bill Clarkson puts him down a lap. Coons staying with him. He's allowing Mosin to make the passes, open up the opportunities. Mosin's going to get four clear back marker here. Coons, he got away with it. Coons to the low side. Mosin's going to diamond off the bottom. Inside Tony Favish, around the outside of Jerry Coons Jr. Shane Alec and Davey Ray are blasting their way through lap traffic as well. Coons on the bottom. Mosin on the top, still side by side. Mosin works the top into three. Jerry Coons Jr. right on the pole line in the Windy 3 USA machine. And the battle behind them, Davey Ray to the inside of Shane Alec. He wheels hands off four, two lap cards in front of them. Davey Ray will be scored with third on that lap. And he's again pulling wheel stands off the exit of two as Mosin continues to lead. Jerry Coons Jr. second, Davey Ray now third, Shane Alec fourth. Go back to fifth, it's still picking sixth. Scott Buckley seventh, Lance Field eighth, Michael Kendall. Ninth is Carl Warboys, 10th Chris McCutcheon, and the race leaders have lapped everyone up to 11th, and we've completed 23, the halfway mark coming up. Alec back around Davey Ray in lap traffic. Little wisp of smoke there from the 11 machine. Ray works the bottom, Alec on the top. Again, Mosin working the track up higher around that traffic. Just got momentarily popped there by Mark Udney. He just watched up in front of him. Wasn't intentional. This is wonderful racing. What a display. Mosin looks down the inside. Oh, Udney cut him down. Coons Jr. up over the cushion. So Brad Mosin, he had to take to the grass because Udney just shut down the line. He jumps the cushion. Mosin, new race leader, Jerry Coons Jr. Mosin trying to get the top to continue to work. Coons working the bottom. It'll be Coons Jr. scored with the lap lead by about half a car length. Mosin back around the top. He's going to hang the American up in traffic this time. Around the outside, Mosin went by Coons Jr. and using lap traffic to his advantage. 27 down. It's Mosin, Jerry Coons Jr., Shane Alec, 30. He's driven away from Davey Ray. Pickens still back there in fifth, but he's about a third of a lap down on the race leader. He needs the yellow. He needs the yellow. Oh, Mosin just about got into McCutcheon. McCutcheon got in sideways in front of him. The race leader had to take avoiding action. He holds onto the lead. Jerry Coons Jr. just two car lengths behind him in second. Shane Alec in third, and he's on the same straight as the race leaders. Lap number 29. 20 to go. There's still a long way to go here for the 50. Shane Alec is probably the fastest race car on the racetrack at the moment. He's within the straightaway of the leaders. Clear track up ahead for Mosin and Jerry Coons Jr. Coons Jr. within two car lengths. Alec making his run through traffic. He is definitely gaining on the first two. He's made probably two to three car lengths in that last lap. Right up against the cushion for the Parker Store HBN number 11 aggressor, Esslinger. Finished on the podium here on Thursday night as Coons Jr. stalks Brad Mosin with more lap traffic coming. Brad Mosin, Jerry Coons Jr., Shane Alec, Davey Ray, Michael Pickens. In fact, no, Lance Beale, gone by Pickens for fifth. And Beale's got a problem. He's lost power with the BNT 87. This might bring out a yellow. Beale can't get a slot in the racetrack to get onto the infield. It'll bring out the yellows. Well, what a stunning run. Lance Beale, he just made the pass on Michael Pickens for fifth. He lost power. I wonder if the car maybe's jumped out of gear. The BNT Auto Super Shop's 87 Ed Pink Ford. I think he's looking for a restart, so it may have simply just jumped out of gear. Well, that's hard luck for Lance Beale because he was charging. He went by Michael Pickens, who at the moment is struggling. So the race order, we have completed 32 laps, 18 to run, 10 minutes to go. Mosin, Coons Jr., Shane Alec, Davey Ray, Michael Pickens, Scott Buckley 6th, Michael Kendall 7th, and the race leader was coming up to lap Kendall, so they've lapped everyone to the 7th position in 32 laps. Mosin and Jerry Coons Jr. trading passes through lap traffic. It looked like Coons Jr. had the ascendancy, and then Mosin hung him up in traffic and blasted around the outside back into the lead. He won on opening night, had a DNF on night 2 with a flat right rear tyre. Lights are out, we're back to green. Lap 33 restart. No, not going to let him go. And Davey Ray, hey, Davey Ray stopped out on the racetrack. CRC 88 USA machine. Now, why has he stopped down there? He was in the fourth position behind Shane Alec in front of Michael Pickens. Might be something rubbing on the car. I can see, I think that's Sean Inslee maybe down there, or Angus McLeod. Maybe a Nerf bar rubbing on the left rear tyre for Davey Ray. He should, I would have thought, been able to restart in his original position. But we'll have to wait and see with that. He has stopped on the yellows. We go back to the last recorded lap, so he should be able to. So it's Mosen, Jerry Coons Jr. Well, I think that might be the end of Davey Ray's race. Sorry, Katie, if you're up there listening at home. Katie Olsen, Davey's partner. So the restart order on lap 33, Brad Mosen first, Jerry Coons Jr. second, Shane Alec third, Michael Pickens now fourth, and Davey Ray getting pushed off onto the infield. So hard luck there for the American. Lights are out. We're going back to green. 14 cars left for the restart. We started with 24, so 10 cars retired. Lap 33 restart at Western Springs Speedway for the 50-lap Midget World Championship. Michael Pickens needed this yellow. He takes it to Shane Alec off the restart. It's not the greatest handling car at the moment. He's losing ground already on the first lap off the restart. It's cost him four car lengths as Jerry Coons Jr. goes looking on the bottom. Just took the little rut, biked the car, and that unsettled him off the exit of two. And Mosen back around the outside as this track continues to widen. Here comes Shane Alec. He's on the back bumper of the American now. Three-way battle for the lead with Michael Pickens about four car lengths back. Back to the fifth position now for Scott Buckley. Six for Michael Kendall. Seven, Nick Chris McCutcheon. But there is lap traffic. They've lapped everyone to Michael Kendall to six. This wonderful display continues at Western Springs Speedway. 35 complete. 15 to go. Drama, not so much controversy in this one at the moment. Brad Mosen looking to take out the International Midget World Series with 15 to go. 14 to go, 36 complete. Mosen, Coons Jr., Shane Alec, Coons Jr. up over the cushion. Car just tightened up mid-corner. Cost him a car length. Two car lengths advantage for Brad Mosen. Oh, Shane Alec with the bicycle. He got up into the cushion. It cost him six car lengths. He falls back into the clutches of Michael Pickens, who looks like he's starting to go forward, getting some hookup with a little Rippers 54 Brekker. Scott Buckley doing an outstanding job back there in the 25 machine. He started from position 10. A bit of a race of attrition. Nothing to do with the racetrack. The racetrack is sensational. Nice and flat. It's not cutting up. As Coons Jr. staying with Brad Mosen. Lap 40 coming. 39 complete. We're on the 40th. 10 to go. Can Mosen hold off the charge of Jerry Coons Jr.? Nail-biting stuff to the last fifth of the race, the 2009 50-lap Midget World Championship. You're listening to it on the DirtTrackChannel.com, live here at Western Springs Speedway on the Dirt FM, 106.7 FM. As Coons goes low side, he might get this. He can't get the exit. Mosen sitting on the top. He's patient again. Oh, he just about got up on the right side. He charged into the cushion into three. He's right on the limit. 42 complete. Eight to go. Mosen with a rooster tail up against the cushion. He's got by. He's got two car lengths on Jerry Coons Jr. as they get back into lap traffic. Dave Jick and Mark Mullins just up ahead, running on the inside pole line. Mosen and Coons are going to have to go to the top. Shane Alec still in that third position. Michael Pickens fourth. As the dance between Mosen and Coons Jr. continues around lap traffic, they go by Dave Jick and Mark Mullins. Tony Favish just up ahead, but Favish is running that higher line. Mosen's going to have to look down low, maybe here into three. Let's see if he's got the drive on the bottom. Jerry Coons Jr. switched to the top. Mosen can't get the run on Favish. He's going to go back to the top. No, low side into one. 45 complete, five to go. Mosen clears Tony Favish. Jerry Coons Jr. clears him off the exit at two. There's a car length in it. Shane Alec still back there in third. He's about eight car lengths back off the back bumper of Jerry Coons Jr. 46 complete, four to go. Western Springs on the edge of their seats. Can Brad Mosen win his second? And we got a yellow. Bill Clarkson Jr., just when Brad Mosen did not need a yellow. Bill Clarkson spinning in Town Bend, the TDM Century Uasa Batteries 2NZ, Hawk-powered aggressor. What a race. Just watching Brad Mosen and Jerry Coons Jr. go through traffic is just magical. Come on, Western Springs. Who's it going to be? Can Brad Mosen do it? I think he can too. He needs to survive. 46 laps. It'll be go back to lap 45. So still five to go. 45, five to go. Clarkson with the restart at the tail of the field. We've got about 4 minutes to curfew. Five laps. 15 seconds a lap. or quicker. If we get the run going, it should be okay. Jerry Coons Jr. trying to keep warmth in the tyres. He doesn't want to glaze over that right rear. Well, we started the race with some short runs, 2 laps, 5 laps, 2 laps. And then it went close to 30 in the middle part of the race. Thought Michael Pickens might just start hooking up and going forward, but he's back there in fourth. He can't make any inroads on Shane Alec just ahead of him. Or the race leader, Brad Mosen, with Jerry Coons Jr. right on the back bumper of the Dickey-sponsored number 13, Stanton Mopar Aggressor. Lights are out. We're going back to green. Here we go. 5 lap run to the checker. 14 cars to take the restart. Mosen. Alec trying low side on Jerry Coons Jr. off the restart. Coons lights the 3 USA machine up. Alec to the bottom. Shane Alec, he nearly got by Mosen as well. Exit slide job on Jerry Coons Jr. who comes back at him into 3. Low side. He can't get the slider because Alec's driven back around and he gets hung up in the loose material. Drops back to 3rd. Coons did that smartly. He did that well. He didn't give the line to Alec. He drops back to 3rd. Brad Mosen with the lead. And that attention from Shane Alec has taken the pressure off Brad Mosen. He's got a 3-car length advantage over Jerry Coons Jr. Shane Alec 3rd. Michael Pickens in 4th. Similar 2-car length gaps back through the top 4 and to the 5th position car of Scott Buckley. 6th is Michael Kendall. 48 about to be complete. 2 to go. White flag next for Brad Mosen. Could be the biggest victory of his young career. And if he can win this, he might also tie up the International Midget World Series. White flag on the racetrack at Western Springs. They're up on their feet in the stadium. They get up on their feet. They're willing Mosen home. Chased by one of the best midget racers in the world, Jerry Coons Jr. Coons Jr. with the last lap run through the bottom. Mosen's got the momentum. Brad Mosen will win the 50-lap midget world championship for 2009. Western Springs has gone off. Jerry Coons Jr. second, Shane Alec third, Michael Pickens fourth, Scott Buckley fifth, Michael Kendall sixth, Brad Mosen, Western Springs are cheering. They are on their feet. What a race, Brad Mosen and Jerry Coons Jr. Shane Alec in third. The top three pull up alongside each other and they're exchanging pleasantries. Brad Mosen wins his first 50-lap midget world championship. And unofficially, he has tied up the International Midget World Series for 2009.
Well, Brad, congratulations. Not only 2 wins in the 2009 International Midget World Series, but your first ever 50-lapper and the overall International Midget World Series title. How does it feel?
Feels good. I mean, you know, these guys like Jerry and everyone that come down, they've pushed us so hard this series. And, you know, they're all just world-class drivers, and it feels good to have beaten them, you know, on the other occasion tonight was... And it was a good time to, you know, get up front and, you know, just stay there. And, I mean, Jerry just pushed me the whole race. And it's just a real good feeling, you know. A guy like Jerry, he just pushed us so hard. He was really, really, you know, right on our back bumper the whole race. So it feels good to have won the race.
A very different race than on Thursday night where we nearly went the full 40 laps green. Tonight, 2 laps, 5 laps, 2 laps, and then a long run. How was your car working after those first initial couple stoppages?
The car was really good. I mean, you know, we had it dialed in to go right from the beginning, and even with a big fuel load, the car was really, you know, maneuverable, and I could get it right up on the cushion, lean hard on it. And I mean, Jerry was trying the bottom, and we keep having yellows, and I changed the car a little with the shocks, and as the track went off, and then, you know, it just kept getting better the whole race, and it was... We never had a time when, you know, I doubted the car or anything, so it was good.
Late in the race, it sounded like as the laps were winding down, you guys were swapping back and forth. He would lead for a little bit, you'd lead for a little bit. Take me through those last few laps of going back and forth for the lead, and then also talk about the final run coming off of turn 4 for the checker.
Yeah, Jerry was, we had a yellow with about 5 to go, and I mean, for about 15 laps before that, Jerry was just pushing the hell out of us. He was just so... We were running on the cushion, and he was just kept showing his nose on the bottom. And, you know, we got to lap traffic pretty quick, and we got through there pretty well. And, you know, he just followed us through and kept racing us hard. And we had a yellow, and then I just tried to get the hell out of there as fast as I could. And, you know, just started counting down the laps, 5-4 to 1. And, you know, coming off that last corner, I was just... That was just the best feeling, you know. This is the biggest race down here, so, you know, it feels really good to have won it. And, it was a good feeling going over the line.
We'll take a look at the final results plus the point standings on our broadcast coming up Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 4 in the afternoon, Thursday, the 12th of February, New Zealand time, as we recap all four nights of the International Midget World Series. Definitely a thrilling finish to this 50-lap feature event. Sounded like Jerry Coons may have had an inside run on Brad Mosen there late in the race, but the 21-year-old holds off the veteran and scores his biggest win of his career. Congratulations to Brad Mosen on picking up the win and winning the overall International Midget World Series Championship. Again, for everybody at Western Springs Speedway and Jamie McCarthy, I'm Sean Wood. Thank you so much for being a part of our day, and thank you for listening to all four rounds of the International Midget World Series right here on your home for the International Midget World Series, the DirtTrackChannel.com. Have yourselves a great day, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.